RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
And good morning, Darren Frahill.
Hello again, Audrey. Would you believe the Olympic Games is officially underway this morning? I know the opening ceremony is on Friday, but certain sports already up and running, including a national obsession in Japan, softball, where the host team Japan beat Australia softball back at the Games for the first time since Beijing. The first of the Irish in action in the early hours of Friday morning. So when you tune into this programme on Friday morning, we'll have news on how the Irish rowers are getting on there. Later this morning, we should know the host city for the 2032 Games. I know that feels like a very long way away, but Brisbane are the only bid left in that race, and the IOC will formally vote on it at 8 o'clock Irish time. It appears it could be a foregone conclusion at this stage. We'll be live to Tokyo in the next hour to get all that news. But let's hear from the Irish hockey squad right now. Roisin Upton, pretty excited about touching down at the Athletes' Village and getting used to the heat. She's been talking to Claire McNamara.
I think it's beyond any of our wildest dreams just to be here, to see the other athletes, to see, you know, how big the Olympic Village is. Just to be a part of it, it's phenomenal.
Of course, it's a far cry from a cold, wet night in Donnybrook when you scored that very important goal that brought you all here.
Yeah, that feels like a million years ago, and a slight temperature change out here. You know, it's really warm, very humid, but we've done a lot of preparation for that, and I think we're settling in well.
Yeah, how's it been coping? Because your first game is against South Africa. It is an evening game, which is some help, I guess.
Yeah, we were out on the pitch last night, one of the two pitches at the stadium, and we played Argentina in a little bit of a friendly game. And the sun actually had set, so the pitch was in complete shade. So it was great to get that experience, to see what an evening game would be like.
Yeah, how did you get on against them?
It was 1-1, but it was only a friendly kind of practice match. We only played 3/4 of a game. But yeah, it was great to be out there. The pitch is really fast, a little bit different to Abbottstown, but that's probably with the climate as well. I suppose a lot of the preparation we had done in the heat chamber, in the saunas, had prepared us wearing our thermals back home when it was freezing. Again, I think the morning games will be a little bit of a tougher challenge than the evening ones.
Yeah, because some of the games are, 10 o'clock in the morning, there's one at 10. That's a tough one.
Yeah, we have a quick turnaround after our first game against South Africa. We have a day off, and then the following morning we play the Dutch at 10 a.m. So it'll be a bright early start, but no better team to be facing.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough schedule, isn't it? You have, I think, 5 matches in 8 days, is it?
It is, and for people that you know, aren't too familiar with hockey, they can't quite believe it, but it's what we're used to, and it's what we prepare for, 5 games in 8 days. And if you make it further, you're talking 8 games in 12 or 14 days. So it's grueling, but you know, that's what we prepare for.
Yes, rushing up there with Claire. Lions coach Warren Gatland will announce his starting 15 to face South Africa this morning. He's decided to bring forward that announcement for Saturday's first test by 24 hours. And there's a lot of speculation about that team, rumours of a leak. And the speculation is that 3 Irish players will be in there. Robbie Henshaw, Tadhg Furlong and Jack Conan included, and that would mean Conor Murray will start on the bench. All 3 tests will now be played in Cape Town. Cork overcame Tipperary in the Munster under 20 hurling semi-final. They will play Limerick in the final. Galway and Dublin will meet in the Leinster under 20 decider. Galway beat Kilkenny and the Dubs got the better of Offaly last night. Celtic drew 1-1 with Midtjylland at home in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier last night. First competitive match for new Celtic manager Ange Postecoglou.
I thought it was a tremendous effort by the players. We controlled the game well in the first half. Obviously, Bitton gets sending off, then we're down to 10 men for a significant amount of time. But I thought even then, you know, we handled that well. Disappointing with the result, I guess. It's a frustrating result. But in terms of performance, I was more than happy with the players.
And finally, the Irish women's basketball team beat Andorra by an impressive 71 points at the European Championships for small countries. It was their first game since the COVID outbreak first began back in 2019.